Good evening. We're just waiting for Facebook.
Hi, I'm Robert Shore. I want to welcome you to Vital Living Monthly. Vital Living Monthly is a part of the Robert Shore Ministries, a church with no walls. And we're here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope, and to share this Vital Living Monthly message with you, whether you're listening via telephone, Facebook, YouTube, or on podcast. We have the best guest today. We don't have a good guest. We don't have a pretty good guest. We have the best guest today. And we're going to be introducing you in a minute. You're probably looking at him here, this handsome guy next to me.
Yeah, and hi, good evening. I'm Donna Schuler. It's great to have you join us. You can see person on my far right, probably as you're looking at me, to the left. I don't know, these cameras are backwards sometimes. Anyway, it's great to have you on the call. Tonight we're going to be talking about healing by God's design. And if you're on the phone call right now and you'd rather see us all, then go to the Robert Shuler Ministries Facebook page and you can see us and you can ask questions there. Yeah, it's a little further. Yeah, we can read it. Okay, if we can't, I know Anthony can. He's younger. We'd like for you to start a watch party. If you're on Facebook right now, all you have to do is look below the screen. It says begin watch party, and then it'll be automatically sent out to some of your friends, and they'll start watching with you. You don't have to do anything else. It's easy. Tonight we're going to be talking about neurological health, and you know almost all of us want to know more about that subject. And then, of course, later we take questions. And so you can be writing them down or jotting them down as we talk. You can write them in the Facebook comments when we get to the questions. And if you're on the telephone call, we're going to want you to, you're going to want to click the six and the star six, excuse me, on your telephone dial when we start our Q&A. Yeah. Robert.
So this is the time for us to pray together, time for us to read scriptures together, and time for us to grow through the Word of God. And so let's begin with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can come together around the world through this medium of Facebook Live and the call. And so whether you're listening to us by phone, whether you're on Facebook, no matter how you're listening to this message right now, I want you to join us in prayer. And so together we are united in prayer, and so God, hear our prayer. You have told us where two or three are gathered together. Here we have many, many together. And so we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. So bring healing to the broken hearts. Bring healing to the broken minds. Restore the minds, the heart. Bring healing to the bodies that need restoration. So bring healing to every part of us, O Lord. Bring healing to our families, to our relationships, to our nations, to the world. And so may your peace abound, and may evil be overcome by joy and by goodness and with your love. And so we thank you, Lord, for this time, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So I just realized I haven't put my microphone on.
Oh, good thing you have a loud voice.
Yeah, exactly. I project a lot, so it probably doesn't make much difference. I'm sure they picked up off your microphones.
Yes.
But so maybe that's a little better. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But, hey, we're going to be talking about healing, God's design for healing. And when you go through, if you want to know what God's design for healing is, you have to say, okay, what does the Bible have to say about healing? And I think today we're really going to focus more on healing of the body than anything else. That would include mental healing, emotional healing, and physical healing. So what does the Bible tell us when it says when you're sick and you want to get well? The Bible doesn't tell you to get medicine. Nowhere does it ever say, take these medicines, take these potions. But it does say, fast, pray, and laying on of hands. Those are the three things you do if you're sick. If you're sick, you want to have hands laid on you. You want to you want to be prayed for, and you want to fast. So I'm going to read to you some of the passages of Scripture, and then what I'm going to do is, there's so many passages of Scripture on this, I had to narrow it down. So the passages I'm reading from is from Luke. They're in all the Gospels, but why did I choose Luke? Because Luke is known as the physician.
That's right.
He was a physician first, and he wrote the Gospel of Luke as a fluke. So Luke is the historian, and that's why he wrote the Gospel of Luke and Acts of the Apostles, and we see the laying on of hands throughout because he was a physician. So here are these words from Luke chapter 4. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each of them, he healed them. And then we run to Luke 13:13, and it says, on the Sabbath, Jesus was teaching one of the synagogues, and the woman who was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years, she was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. This is all from a physician by the name of Luke recording what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Luke 18, it says, people were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. But when the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Now, the laying on of hands is a very intricate and important part of healing. I've been a firm believer in this for 28 years. It took me a while to figure it out, but now that I understand how the laying on of hands is supposed to work and function, we're going to be talking about that tonight. I know chiropractors, when I talk about this, do not like it because they like the whole idea of chiropractic is a science, and it is. And we're going to be talking about a little bit about chiropractic because Anthony is a chiropractor, and he's our guest. And Donna is going to be introducing him, and while she does that, I'm going to go get a couple things, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Yes, we've had our son Anthony. He's our youngest of four. We've had him on a couple of times before, but the difference tonight is that he is now officially a doctor. Before he was a student, you know, he spent many years in college, 4 years of undergraduate, now 4 years of graduate school. And it was a long journey. I'm sure sometimes it seemed to never end, but, you know, we're extremely proud of him. He's now our family doctor. We have the same doctor, Douglas Tiziana, who we've also interviewed. We've had him for years, since Anthony was about 3 years old. And so, like Robert said, 28 years, you can do the math. And we love Dr. Deciana as well. Anthony's actually practicing with him in Irvine right now, in Irvine, California. So if you're listening to this or if you hear it later and you're on a podcast, you can write us and you can talk to us. You can get his address or you can just find him on Facebook. I think you're Anthony Schuler DC, right?
Yep.
So Anthony Schuler, his Facebook page. So you can get in touch with him if something he says tonight resonates with you. Like Robert was saying, we've embraced this health model now for over 28 years. Robert and I'm 63, Robert 64, and we're completely drug-free. I mean, no prescriptions, no Advil, no medicine whatsoever. And I know it's because we've believed in the things that he read about in the Bible, and that is prayer, fasting, and as a nutritionist, I love that idea of eating well and eating healthy and real food, and then, of course, the laying on of hands. And, you know, Jesus reminds us over and over that we should know this anyway, that we have the power of Jesus in us. He left us with the Helper when he ascended into heaven, the Helper being the Holy Spirit. So we should be able to accomplish anything if we have enough faith. And anyway, so Anthony, I just want to say hello, and so glad you're here. And his wife's here in the room with us. She's just kind of studying over in the corner. And so we have a lot to talk about today, because we're going to talk about, first of all, my first question is, because I think it's important to get it right out there, is the answer to what do most people think chiropractors do versus what do you do? Why did you go to school to become a chiropractor, become a doctor?
To start with the why, the why I actually went to school and become a chiropractor is because, honestly, I was in the world working and not feeling fulfilled, feeling like there was a void within me that I had stepped into. And it's not that I didn't have a part of my, not that a part of my life was missing, but that I hadn't stepped up to a part of my life. And a lot of that was just, you know, I knew way back when I just wanted to help people. I just didn't know how I wanted to help them, but I knew I wanted to help them. Long story short, going back through life experience and my personal experience with chiropractic in terms of as a child, and, you know, 2 years old, you guys taking me to a chiropractor, and, you know, for my asthma, mind you, not for low back pain, not for neck pain, not for torticollis or something musculoskeletal, but rather something systemic. And so, short story is that I went to the chiropractor, and within a few weeks, my asthma self-resolved.
Well, you never had another asthma attack again.
And since then, I don't have zero recollection of ever having another asthma attack. So I guess the question is, what the heck does chiropractic have to do with asthma? And really, the answer is it doesn't have anything to do with asthma at all, as much as it has to do with working with the way God designed our bodies, not working against the way God designed our bodies.
You know, the way I like to talk about it is specifically when it comes to health and wellness, is there's two ways to treat our bodies. One is to manage the sickness, which means you never really are well. You just make sure you don't get any sicker. You manage it. You try to avoid getting sicker, and one of the best illustrations of that is Lipitor, where somebody has high cholesterol, so they take the drug to drop their cholesterol, and then all of a sudden everything is homeostatic and it's all good. And is that,
it's not really good,
so does that mean you're well if you're taking Lipitor? Is, I can't tell you how many people, I say, how's your health? Oh, it's perfect. And you find out they're on four or five different drugs.
Yeah, but they're managing their health. They're managing.
Yeah, so there's there's a total difference between walking in the way God designed you and being healthy in that way he designed you versus, fabricating or making it appear as though you're healthy the way God designed you. For example, in that Lipitor example, sure, maybe while they're on the medication, their numbers are all great. But what if you took away that medication? Where would they be? Would their numbers stay within normal range, or would they move outside of that normal range? And, you know, that's where then it goes, okay, well, there's a facade that everything's okay, but really it's not. So, you know, what's the underlying issue, and how can we actually work on the cause of what's going on versus just masking the symptom? And I think that's kind of where you're alluding to, is is this symptom-based approach versus the actual cause of what's going on in someone's health.
Well, you know, before we get too far down that road, because you could talk about any one of these things for so long, I just want to get back to the question I asked you of what do people think chiropractors do? And what do you actually do? Because I know most people think, I got a bad back, I got to go in. I got a bad neck, I got to go in. I got in a car accident. I got this. I fell off a curb. And
So to answer your question, the vast majority of people think chiropractors deal with, are not only just deal with, but this is what we do. We fix bad backs, bad necks, and help people with pain and headaches. That's what they think we do.
That's what I thought the first time I went into a chiropractor's office. I went in there, saw all these people sitting in the office, and I go, well, look at all these people with bad backs.
That's what I thought. Yeah, and you know what? There is a component where there are chiropractors who that's what they do. They specialize in that. But the foundation of chiropractic had nothing to do with a bad back.
Right.
Had nothing to do with it.
Right.
The very first patient of chiropractic actually had deafness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it wasn't a true deafness. Maybe it was a ringing in the ear, but here's what we know. What we know from history is that he couldn't hear very well. And following chiropractic, the founder of chiropractic, giving the first adjustment, which is called the adjustment heard around the world, his hearing was restored.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually based, that was the very first start of this whole chiropractic concept. So it had nothing to do with back pain at all. So to answer your question, then what is it? What is it? What is the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the foundational construct is? You know, again, going back to how did God design you? And if we go all the way back to the womb, go all the way back to the fetus, if you go to what is the first developing system within the fetus, what you'll learn is the first developing system is the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because it is, again, I want to say that one more time. The first developed system, and the developing system is your nervous system. That's your brain, your spinal cord, and all the nerves that go throughout your body. Why? The reason why is because that's what coordinates and controls all functions of your body. That is the construct, you know, for the younger generation, that is the DOS, the Mac, right? The computer, the operating system.
The operating system.
OS.
That
everything runs off of. So from there comes then the development of the heart and the lungs and the gastrointestinal tract and all of that. But again, going back, it is the nervous system that coordinates and controls all functions. So that is what is actually the focus of chiropractic. And our goal is to create a symmetry and a harmony within the nervous system so that the body has the ability to heal the way God designed it to.
Yeah, like I said, we're living testaments that it works because that's the only health model I've chosen to follow since I was pretty young, actually, in my late 20s.
And might I just add real quickly that, you know, for the people who are dealing with a bunch of different medical conditions and whatever's going on out there, there is a place for medicine 110%. So I just want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times my experience has been is people jump to this, you know, rash conclusion that they need to do some type of medical intervention long before that is actually needed. So, I do think there's a place, and there's probably people listening right now
sure.
You know what, you're in a place. No judgment. Like, that is definitely a needed thing at the right time, at the right place, but I feel as though it is definitely overutilized, especially within the United States.
Yeah, well, for me, I think a lot of it is it can be fear-based. It's like people hear they have something wrong, they're like, and they also want a quick fix. We live in a quick fix society. It's like, oh my gosh, give me whatever I need to take. You just tell me. And also, I hate to say this, but and this is for me, there are these two guys, but I think a lot of it is just not taking responsibility, not taking personal responsibility for your health. You want somebody else to do it for you. And that's a whole nother discussion. But I, you know, I've been in the health profession 20 years, and that's what I found when I would talk to clients, when I talk to clients, is that a lot of times they want me to fix them, or they want me to help them lose weight or something. It's like, no, you got to, you have to learn, you have to educate yourself, you have to take responsibility,
yeah.
And there's no such thing as a quick fix, period, whether it's a bad back, a bad neck, a bad neural, I mean, whatever it is, you're ill, you have to be on medicine. So anyway, I would like to see if there's any questions out there.
Sure.
Should we see if there's
real quick,
yeah, sure.
Remind me,
please,
just
go
because
ahead.
It's so applicable.
Absolutely.
It's so applicable to what you just said, and that was, it's been on my mind all day today, because yesterday at church, the pastor was talking about our instant access culture currently right now, that we live this instant access culture where any time of the day we can hop on this thing and we can WebMD.
Yeah.
I know. They were afraid I was going to hang up on
them. Yeah, we don't want to hang up on them. Not on them, but on the people on here.
But this instant access culture that you can WebMD anything at any moment in time or, you know, when's the sun going to set today? Or
you get
anything,
instant
you
information.
Just Google, boom,
right?
Right. And so we've gotten so reliant on this instant access culture that we've, in a way, not lost the ability, but ignored the ability to enjoy a little bit of silence and take time to wait for what God wants to tell us. And the reason I bring this up is because the sermon then went to go on human knowledge versus God's knowledge and wisdom, and how we're constantly in this, we're constantly given this decision to go based off of what we know and our human knowledge with all of our human faults, and also, our limited human experience.
Mm-hmm.
Versus God's all-existing knowledge and his ever-present, infinite wisdom. And so we're constantly given this decision that we can trust what God says or we can trust what human says.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten so used to just jumping to what does this research say? What does what does our human knowledge say that we forego what God has in plan for us? And the reason this resonated with me is at the same time I realized as this pastor is talking, I feel like there's no place that this happens quicker where we forego God's wisdom and knowledge than health. I feel like it's one of the quickest places where we just we go straight to what does my doctor say versus how did God design our bodies?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just something
that's good.
That I really wanted to discuss.
That's a good point.
Because that, honestly, is a huge premise to why I do what I do, is I truly believe our bodies are made to heal, and God imparted that into us.
So should we take some questions? I'm going to turn the queue on here on my control panel. So for those of you listening by phone, again, you can press. She always announces. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for those of you on Facebook, because sometimes they come in, sometimes we don't get any questions. Sometimes they come in a row. And by the way, I wanted to say hi to Dr. Goodstein. I know that he checked in earlier, Lawrence Goodstein. He's a chiropractor, Anthony.
He goes like a spine.
Yeah, and he supports our ministry, and he's a wonderful man, and I look forward to meeting him in person someday, but he's listening on Facebook. So if there's any questions, so I've got the Q&A here, *6 for those of you on the phone, and for those of you there, let's see, I started intermittent fasting. That's from Dana. You did that in December. I'm still going strong. I'm off all medications except my thyroid. All come in there. Mm-hmm. So we're still reading, Dana. Hold on. I'm pulling up. I'm pulling it up on Facebook here. Okay, off all medications except my thyroid. I've been told to go to a chiropractor, but how do I find a good one who will not harm me and who will also embrace my lifestyle of intermittent fasting? I've heard horror stories of people suffering strokes after seeing a chiropractor, so that holds me back. She's in Seattle area, by the way.
I got it.
So, Anthony, we'll let him answer
I'll
that.
Just go straight
Thank
to
you.
The most difficult part of that, and that is the stroke conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to put this out here. There has been no evidence, and I'll repeat that, no evidence ever to say that chiropractic has caused strokes.
Mm-hmm.
There have been incidences where people have reported that they had a stroke following chiropractic, but not that chiropractic causes stroke. And so because of the incidence of many, research has definitely been done on this subject. And here's what we know. What we know is typically what happens is people already have a stroke prior to going into a chiropractor. The chiropractor might not have caught the stroke, just as if any other doctor would not have caught the stroke. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. And following that visit, the stroke continues to that clinical level where you get the symptoms and everything that follows. Because one of the most common early onset symptoms of a stroke is something as simple as neck pain and headaches.
Right.
Simple as that. Going back to it, you know, they even did a study where they looked at, you know, the comparison of groups going to a medical doctor versus chiropractor and how many of them had strokes, and there's the exact same incidence rates. So, I mean, there's really nothing that says that, hey, your risk of, there's just not, that risk is just really not there. I just love saying this, my malpractice insurance, my first year in practice, again, this isn't monthly, this is my entire year, is $200.
Which is amazing. I was actually concerned about that.
It's for a health practitioner.
That, and by the way, the reason I bring that up is because your rate is dependent on the risk of the service that you provide. And my service is so not dangerous that my rate is unbelievably low. So, you know, just kind of food for thought. The next question was, how do you find a good one? Man, that is a tough, tough question.
That's a million-dollar question, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is word of mouth, but, you know, again, what I would focus on is that your chiropractor is a neurologically focused chiropractor, meaning that their fundamentals of what they do is based off of the nervous system, not just mechanical. Second, you know, you really just got to look around and shop, compare and contrast what it is you're looking for. As it pertains to your, you know, intermittent fasting and your lifestyle, honestly, I don't know how many chiropractors would
give
you any grief with that. They probably would support it. We're usually on the cutting edge or more the front line of I don't know if you want to call it fad dieting or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, wellness.
Exactly.
And wellness, according to the Bible, is if you're ill, what do?
You fast.
You fast?
Yes.
What else?
Laying on
pray.
Of hands and pray. Yes.
And you're laying on hands. So go to your chiropractor.
So we have another question coming in from our friend Lindy from Florida. And
oh, good.
We haven't seen her in years. So I'm going to – good. Thank you for waiting, Lindy. I have the other screen on. I hope you're there.
Yes. And actually – I'm so impressed with Anthony, and I really appreciate it. He really answered all my questions. And mine was, I've never been to a chiropractor ever, and I'm like a dinosaur. But our kids are in their 40s. They go, but I have just been so afraid because I live in an area that we don't have a lot of my question was, how do you find a good one? I guess it's like any other doctor, you know, you have to do it by word of mouth and everything.
Yeah.
But I think by the conversations and relating it to the Bible that, and I know I need one. Anthony, I'm coming to see you.
Oh, perfect.
I definitely, I know I need it.
Okay, we can finally get her out here.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm good. Yeah, but that has been my whole thing is I've been, I think as an older generation, I'm kind of afraid of it, you know, and I feel so much better. Never thought about, you know, putting it with the Bible, and so now I'm going to do it. So thank you, Anthony, so much.
I love it. Hey, you know, if you want, feel free to Facebook me and just say, hey, you know, reminder, you know, how can I find a good chiropractor, and then I can reach out to my inside group of chiropractors that I know and
oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. But I'll probably have to do it by phone with mom and dad or you because
Dana will do that with you too. Dana and Lindy, both on opposite sides of the country, both great ladies. I know them both. And boy, Lindy, he's really changed since you bought him that hot chocolate that one Easter.
Right. During Easter service when it was freezing. Yeah. But
I actually remember that.
But I have to tell you, this in all sincerity is just amazing because I really couldn't hit me at a better time because I'm all out of whack. I know I need help. So thank you. If you could help maybe to check my area and give me, you know, some, that would be great.
I know Little Palm Island, but what would be the closest?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Naples. Naples.
Okay. Yeah, well, it would either be Naples or be Miami, actually, or even in Island, you know, in the Keys in Isla Mirada. So,
Isla Mirada.
Anyway, thank you so much. But tying it in with the Bible. See, I never thought about it the way Robert that you described it, and Donna tonight, and Anthony. So, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
Lindy. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Can you read that, Anthony?
Yes. Can you see?
I can read it. Yep. Let me pull them out here. The young eyes. That is.
It says, have pain in my center back. I can do it.
I've had a pain in my center back this past week. Concerned it could be a medical problem. However, I feel okay. I take no.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up here on the screen. It's okay. I'm picking it out on the big screen here.
Okay.
I feel okay. I take on medication. I think to myself, is it something beyond muscle or something?
Here's the thing. It could always be something beyond muscle. We've got various reflexes throughout the body, so the only way to really know is just like anything else. You've got to go see a chiropractor. So, I mean, if you had some concern with your body, you need to go to your medical doctor they would never just tell you over the phone unless they actually examined you. So we need you to, you know, we would need to see, examine, and tell you whether or not it's something truly pathological or something that we can deal with right then and there.
Does that help, Judith? I hope that helps. And again, you can contact us. I know we talk a lot on Facebook and sometimes on, I believe, on email. But if you want to contact me, I'll be happy to get with Anthony, and we'll find, you know, we can help you find somebody in your area too. He'll go through his network and all. You know, one thing I didn't realize until Anthony graduated and I went to his graduation and his honors ceremony and all this stuff. By the way, he graduated magna cum laude, and he also got a perfect score on his state board. So pretty impressive. So he's smart.
Just one of the state
okay,
boards.
Just one. Just the most important one.
Well, just the big one. 800 out of 800.
But what I didn't realize is chiropractors are primary care physicians as well as doctors of chiropractic. And
so I just have to specify, not primary care physicians. Well, at least in the state of California, we don't use physicians, but we are primary care providers.
That's what it is. So
certain states, they say physician. Others, California, it's a provider.
Okay. Well, anyway, there you go. So, okay, you're going to be in Irvine August 19th, Judith. Well, cool.
Sweet.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, let us know if you want to see him.
Get in touch with him. But anyhow, I'm afraid we're going to have to kind of wrap this up because we want to keep it to 40 minutes from now on. And the reason for that is because of drive time and our podcast. And so we're going to wrap this up. I think you have some updates, Donna.
I have a few updates, not very many today. The main thing is Robert is going to Korea without me this time. But he's going the first week in August. We are asking for your prayers. He's going to Seoul. He'll be with other church pastors and church leaders. And basically, it's a prayer time to pray for the persecuted Christians in North Korea. Right?
That's
very important.
Right on. The persecution there is just unbelievable, as I'm sure you can imagine. Yeah,
so pray for Robert. Pray for me, because I'll be here by myself for 5 days. I'm used to going with him to Korea, so I'm a little not jealous. I like going there. I like Korea. I like Seoul. Next, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that's Robert Schuller Ministries. Once you're in there, please click alerts. It's free. It's easy. It'll really help this ministry just get more on the map. You'll see our Vital Living. We've got inspirational videos, the little short ones. We've about 160 of those posted, I believe. They're 90 seconds long. You'll see our Sunday morning Vital Living weekly church services. And, and please, if you haven't already done this on the Facebook page, for those of you listening too, please go to the Facebook page and follow and like. And we're aiming to get to 10,000 followers. Once you do that, Facebook puts you in a whole different category. And again, it'll really help our ministry, because we have a lot of great inspirational information that we pass along to people every single day. It's what we do. So we want to teach them about God and help them learn more about themselves and other people as well. Go to our, last but not least, please go to drschuler.org and click on the tab Grow and Connect, then download our app for prayer. We have a community app. You can pray on there. Other people will pray for you. You know, this is a church with no walls, so we're still a church. We're just an online church, so please do that if you haven't. Go to drschuler.org, go to Grow and Connect, and just, if you forget that, just go across the top. There's like four to five little categories. You can click around and see what we have, and we're going to be updating it soon as well. So, and Vital Living Sunday, weekly church, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Facebook. We're really enjoying that, and Rob, we've been doing that for years now. So, there we go. Why don't you do the offering?
That's exactly what I was going to do. Well,
they get tired of one voice.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who's talking. Yeah. We're all talking too much if we do all that. Yeah. We do talk a lot.
And we're about ready to.
And, so the offering, one of the reasons we give is so not so much to support the institutions that we give to, which is important. The bigger reason we give is so that we can have the joy of giving and receive the blessings that God wants for us. It's pretty clear in the scripture and in the Bible. It says, give and it shall be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For with what measure you give, it shall be given back to you. And so we have been called by God to tithe and to give. And so if you do not have a church that you're supporting regularly, we want to invite you to support this church, a church with no walls. And to do that, here's how you do it. You can text these letters, RDSM, that stands for Robert and Donna Schuller Ministries, Robert and Donna Schuller Ministries, RDSM. You text that to 555-888, and then from there you just follow the prompts. And if you don't like that method, you can do it by going to drschuller.org. You can, I believe we have the giving tab is still on our Facebook page.
No, it's not.
It's not on there right now.
Facebook's always changing.
Yeah, we'll update that. We used to have it on there. We'll get it on there again. But we have a donate button at drschuller.org. You can do it that way. Or you can mail in a check, do it the old-fashioned way, to 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. So there's lots of different ways you can support this ministry. And what we know is that your support of this ministry will reach more people than you could ever possibly imagine. We are reaching people literally around the world with the good news of Jesus Christ and bringing the positive message of God's love to the world. And so we just want to thank you for joining us on this evening. And make sure you join one of our, not only Vital Living Monthly, but you can join our podcast and check out all of our Facebook Lives.
And thank you, Anthony. Thank you for taking time. Thank you, Sage, for being here as well. And we'll get Sage next time to talk about children's health. She's a school psychologist. So it's coming, Sage.
So until next time, remember that God loves you. We love you.
Yes.
And God is blessing you through all things. God bless you, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.